With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Hunter Biden's lawyers have rested their defense case in the criminal trial of the president's son, who's accused of lying about his drug use when he bought a gun in 2018. The defense rested without calling Hunter Biden to the witness stand. He's charged with three felonies. Elections have shifted the European Parliament further conservative.
Far-right parties are making big gains in the European Parliament in election results that are rattling the traditional powers. Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni's far-right party won European elections in Italy with a sound 29% of votes, boosting her leadership at home and consolidating her kingmaker role in Europe. Meloni tells supporters her Brothers of Italy party has confirmed its status as the country's most popular party. Meanwhile, in Germany, unpopular governing parties sank to feeble results, and the far-right Alternative for Germany made gains. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, two candidates at a hotly contested Senate seat in Montana face off for the first time. Jennifer King has more.
Montana Senator John Tester is considered one of the most vulnerable Democrats in the nation. Sunday's debate with Republican Tim Sheehy was sponsored by the Montana Broadcasters Association and the Greater Montana Foundation. Sheehy says he's against abortion with exceptions.
I'll always protect the three rights for women: rape, incest, life, and the mother.
Tester says it should be up to the mother.
If you want the woman to make the decision, vote for me.
The candidates clashed on immigration.
Joe Biden and Senate Democrats, including John Tester, have had the opportunity to shut down that border.
Quite frankly, people were told not to vote for it because they wanted to keep it a political issue in this country.
I'm Jennifer King.
That on Wall Street, the Dow is down 44 points, but the NASDAQ adding 55. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Los Angeles.
County officials have agreed to let a Christian lifeguard work at a station that does not display the gay pride flag during the month of June. Jeffrey Little filed suit after his bosses told him that he had to raise the flag at his beachside station every day despite his religious objections. Little says, quote, "My hope is that this lawsuit encourages productive dialogue between employees of faith and their employers." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An Ohio-based Christian nonprofit that organizes off-campus Bible classes for public school students has taken off in Indiana. The non-denominational LifeWise Academy says it has tripled the number of programs it will run in Indiana starting this fall and has vastly increased its reach across all states. LifeWise programs will be available at over 520 locations in 23 states next school year. That's up from 13 states this year. This is SRN News. Former President Donald Trump on the stump in Las Vegas Sunday afternoon addressing a cheering crowd of tens of thousands.
"With your help, we're going to win Nevada. We're going to defeat your Biden-loving radical left Senator Jackie Rosen, who's terrible. By the way, she's a terrible senator."
Nevada has suffered intensely from the onslaught of illegal immigrants that have flowed into the state during the Biden administration. In consumer news, Stellantis owed Chrysler recalling more than 200,000 SUVs and pickup trucks in the U.S. due to a software malfunction that could disable the car's electronic stability control systems. That covers certain model 2022 Durango, Dodge, Ram 2500, and Ram 3400 vehicles. Notification letters will be sent to owners. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.